Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to a very special Iron Horse on the theme of By the Sea.
The wet edition.
The wet edition.
The wet one.
So, if anything, Iron Seahorse.
I'll
get my coat.
I feel ashamed.
I think you should do. I'm ashamed of myself. So all of today, Shit Full of Bombs are doing as a big old special, and this is our little bit of it. So we have 10 songs to fit in an hour. We notoriously run over, and I've been told effectively don't. I was supposed to time this as well. So we have been warned. We've had a friendly poke. That was Sam Spence Forearm Shiver. Do you know where it's from, Joe?
I think I do, but I don't want to say and be wrong.
Okay. Okay. So it is... well, James, you tell us, because you picked it.
That was... And to tell you just how childish I am mentally, you said we're going to do a by-the-sea-based thing, and my mind immediately went to SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that was the song that was, as I recall right, the... Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy theme tune.
Yes, it is. But it's a groove.
It's brilliant.
It is a groove.
That's a good way to start.
So we've both picked one. Well, actually, we've all picked one now because that was your one. I jumped on social media during the week and got people to put their songs in. So much love to Nikki and to Sutherland and to Jack and to everybody who got involved. I can't remember who got involved. Tom McAllister got involved.
A whole bunch of people.
We all got involved. So yeah, big thanks to everyone. And do you know what? I always forget his name, but it is Caustic Waves because it's only one guy. So I'm going to play one of his new tracks as well. Yeah, let's do. As I said, I don't remember who requested all these, so it doesn't really matter. This is the Navy song, Billy Talent.
Yesterday.
Vampire Beach Babes. Gothic Surferama, of course.
Of course it was.
Of course that was Nikki. Cheers, Nikki. Right, in preparation for this, James has a whole shit ton, and that is a genuine measurement of sea facts.
I do have...
So, give us some sea facts.
I have some sea facts.
Give us some sea facts.
I thought I got quite excited by the idea of piracy. So we're going to talk about pirates.
Go for it.
Maritime... Hang on,
I mean, yes, we are. I wish I was dead for that comment. Just for that comment alone. Go on.
Maritime piracy costs the global economy on average of $24 billion per year.
Yong.
I mean, I am pro that.
You imagine if they were on the stock market.
He's pro that.
I'm pro that. Down with the system. Fuck the king.
Here's a fun one. In 2013, the average duration of a maritime piracy hostage, like the detainment, was 1,016 days. The average.
The average. What's that, three? It's got to be about 3 years, isn't it?
That's over 3 years.
That's a long time to be hostage. Very long.
The average.
Isn't it?
That's the average as well. What was the longest? Have you got that?
I haven't got the longest.
Oh, man.
But the longest must be ridiculous.
That is insane.
Shortest as well.
I haven't got the shortest.
5 minutes.
Only the average. Yeah, minutes attempted. Yeah. Somebody thought about piracy. That'll do.
Oh, no, don't! Oh, fuck him. Get him off the boat. Don't worry. Just get on my nerves. Just get him off.
Good afternoon. Bang.
he just kills himself. You're proud of me, Bob. Oh, shit. Just immediately. 42 seconds. Suicide.
And so, just to kind of...
Pointless lemon.
Third piracy fact. Latest global piracy report says that 90 incidents of piracy and armed robbery against ships, because they feel the need to clarify.
You have to be specific.
Within the first 9 months of 2022, which is apparently the lowest recorded figure in 3 decades. Piracy's going out of fashion.
So is piracy hipster?
I don't know.
Are pirates hipsters?
Yeah.
Would you want to be a pirate?
Oh, yeah, I used to be a pirate.
Used to be a pirate. Used to be. for what though?
What? Why did I give up?
Why did you give up piracy?
Tax reasons.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I imagine it's quite tax heavy. Measuring your top, you got to be in the top bracket. Get
taxed out the arse. It's ridiculous. All that stolen money. Coming on the taxes. It's nuts. It makes no sense at all.
The system's just broken. I don't even get it. Give us one more and we're playing this track.
What, you want more?
I want one more piracy fact.
I don't have any more piracy
facts. Okay, give us another sea fact.
I have other sea facts.
Go on.
According to the US Geological Survey, there are over 332,519 cubic miles of water on the planet.
Can't even picture what that is.
Yeah, right.
Say?
330-odd million cubic miles.
Yeah, I said that when James was compiling these. I can't even picture the distance between like here and Spain. Like, that's another planet for
me. It's like when someone's a billionaire. You can't picture what that is.
No.
You can't picture what that is. That means nothing in my head.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, what? Like, figuratively, what is that?
It's too big.
They are cartoon numbers.
They are cartoon numbers.
Full on.
Here's Sulfur Eon.
Taste of death. Grow old.
Swallowed by the Ocean's Tide. Thematically appropriate. We were going to come in with some sea facts, but they're shit, aren't they?
You might have to say that again. That was a blurred nonsense.
Some sea facts. It was a blurred nonsense. Do you realise how difficult that is for me? Yeah. I'm taking lessons.
It's quite difficult to say anyway.
It's quite difficult to exist. Yeah, I remember when you could buy holidays on teletext, which I don't know if that ages me or not, but it ages me appropriately.
I think it does.
I find it really bizarre that there's still travel agents in the high street.
It baffles me. You walk up high streets and half the shops, you're like, how do they stay open?
Yeah.
It's more the fact that the stuff in the travel agents' windows are just exceedingly boring.
Oh, gotcha.
Like one A4 printout is like, yeah.
Or it's like the whitest holiday.
Yeah.
A cruise round Guyana. Yeah.
What is the point of cruises?
I don't get cruises.
Nor do I.
I do not get them. Apart from, was it you told me the fact about, I can't remember who told me the fact about the people during lockdown who were bored of working from home, so they booked a cruise. Yeah, that was that last month?
I mean, that's genius, though.
That is a work of art.
You're either locked up in your own flat or a cruise ship.
I think it's bloody brilliant.
It's basically Butlins on sea, isn't it?
Absolutely. You got any more sea facts?
I have other facts related to the seas and oceans.
Okay.
That's on.
Have you got some questions?
How many seas?
Eight. I'm sticking with eight.
You told me and I've forgotten.
Yeah.
How many seas? It feels like there's more to that question.
Yeah.
How many seas? 15.
There are 50 seas.
Oh.
Approximately. Because apparently there are some disputed ones. There are some spicy seas.
There's some spicy seas. How do you dispute a sea?
Well,
if it dries up, is it still a sea?
I think there's also some questions around like lines in the ocean and whether or not some nations want to recognise that
don't. That's just the patriarchy.
Absolutely.
Ignore that. Shots fired.
Here's a fun one.
No, because you've got the Utah salt flats and that used to be like a lake or something.
Yeah, but that was like centuries, millennia ago.
Surely they become like a mud flat.
More like the Aral Sea, which is recently dried up.
So
is it still a sea?
Maybe it becomes the flats, the Aral Flats.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's one to look into. Go on, another question.
The saltiest body of water. So like the saltiest pond.
The English Channel.
That's
a Brexit joke.
Dead Sea, is it not?
It's not that I thought it was the
I thought
sea.
It was the Dead Sea. Red
not,
Sea.
It's not the Red Sea either.
The Sea Sea. Sea facts.
It is
sea facts.
I apologise to every Ethiopian listening to the Gaat Al Pond.
I'll just hear you say that again.
To the it's GAET'ALE. Gaatala.
I like that. Okay. We're not Ethiopian.
To the
Gaatala
Pond.
Yeah.
It's 40. If you want the fact, it's 43.3 grams per. Per kilogram of water salinity.
What's like normal water?
3.5.
What, like normal seawater?
Normal
seawater. That's disgusting.
Isn't it? That's like if you get something in your eye, heart attack.
Yeah. This is like saltier than saline.
It's ridiculous. Saline's not as salty as you think. Can we go there?
Yeah.
What, to Ethiopia?
For the next episode, we're going to do a two-parter.
Live
from Dick Valentine's living room and from Ethiopia.
Has Pointless Lemon got the budget for that?
It bought me a boat that I sunk and now it's still there.
I'm still not happy about this.
Shut up. You will have your staple puller and like it. Right, I'll play another chain.
Yeah,
this is brand new from Ahab, which is thematically appropriate. And if you don't know why, get an education.
Yeah, go read. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, that were right good.
That were Glass Waves by Ghost Atlas. Going on with the nautical theme. You got any more sea facts?
I do have one.
Oh, beautiful.
It's quite a morbid sea fact.
Oh, beautiful.
I feel like you may.
Is this a question?
No.
Oh.
Can you make it a question?
I can.
Go on.
So
do it!
Deaths by drownings.
Yeah. I'm in.
Oh, I'm there.
The global ranking. Where do you think the worst is? Where you're, if you're a citizen of this nation, you are more likely statistically to die of drowning than anywhere else in the world.
Oh God, that's really hard.
Is it one of these island nations that's like effectively sinking? They're not actually sinking. The water's going
out. It is an island nation, but so are we.
I was going to say technically all places are island nations. If you really want to be a dick?
No, not if you look at the actual definition of an island.
Yeah, but what is definition? It's man-made.
So many islands.
See, I was going to say the US, just purely because they're thick.
Nauru. And
where?
Nauru.
Where's that?
It's a Pacific island.
Okay.
It isn't that.
I'm surprised. Samoa.
No, it's Guyana.
Oh.
So Guyana with a rate of 18.48 per 100,000 annually.
Wow. Yeah, but
only six people live there, though. So
because all the rest drowned.
If you sort of like bump that rate up to roughly the population of South End, that means about 40 people die annually from drowning.
Yeah, that's insane.
And so the UK rate, just because it piqued my interest, 0.4 compared to 18.4
I wonder,
for Guyana.
How many people is that, though, 0.4? It's like, isn't there like 70 million people in this country?
There's a lot of people in this country.
68 million?
Don't know.
Something like that?
If you believe the Daily Mail, 60 million of them are immigrants. Oh, everyone, because no one's native. Yeah.
I was born here, though.
And you'll die here, because I'm going to kill you by drowning. I'm going to bring that up to 0.5.
You'd have to kill a lot of people to,
Joe is a
to
lot
move
of people.
That death.
I'm a lot of people.
Joe is a lot of people.
It's a cheap fat joke.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure I've been fatter than you for many years at this point.
I don't know if you are right now.
I don't know if
is
I am.
Is it a competition?
Right now. Yeah.
Measure your waist now. Do it right now. Come
Measure
on.
My
Who's
waist.
Fattest?
Let's have a gun toss.
36. I think I am. I've got a big old gun.
It's pretty Pretty close.
I've got a big old gun. I had to move mine the other day. I put boots on.
Never had to do that.
Okay. Yeah, mine was getting stuck. I have a lot of guns. For,
I shut mine in the door the other day.
Beautiful. For those who don't know what that is, it's a gut cunt. So it is a gut that hangs over your genitals. Yes, you can get man cunt. It happens. Google it. Then Google horse beans.
Are we allowed to swear on the ship full of bombs?
I was not told.
I swear every episode.
I swear constantly. I think it's the first thing I say when I wake up. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm alive. Nice. Speaking of ship full of bombs, go out there, Patreon. Patreon.com.
No, don't segue that. Just do a bombs. Clean. Just do a clean read so that you can cut that section out.
Read.
No.
Read. You said it like he's planned anything.
I have. I've got a playlist. I've planned stuff. I did artwork, which you can find on the Ship Full of Bombs Instagram. Not on the Ship Full of Bombs Instagram. Sorry, the Iron Horse Instagram. IronHorse_SFOB. Just go follow us. It's really cool. I'll post loads of stuff.
You are amazing.
I am amazing. That was a double segue. I ain't cutting anything.
Also, Google Pointless Lemon.
Google them. Thank you again. The manager's moved again. I had him on the brand new desk. We have a lot of new cool equipment, don't we? It's very cool.
Yeah.
I like our little upgrades.
Yep.
I feel very happy.
Yeah.
It's nice. I haven't got any sea facts to give you.
No.
The sea is wet. Are you wet?
The sea is wet, you were going to say.
So when
you get
in the sea... Now, I've got one. Yeah. When you get in the sea... Are you wet or are you just covered in the sea? Like, are you actually wet or are you just like in?
You're wet, yeah, definitely.
You think you're wet, but you're only wet when you leave the ocean.
If you get in the sea, then you are wet.
If you get in the sea, you don't go, oh, you're wet. Well, of course you're wet. You're in the sea.
Yeah, you've just answered your own question.
I haven't.
Of course you're wet. You're in the sea.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. When you leave the sea, that's when you comment about how wet you are. Or are you just going to go up to people swimming and going, you're wet?
Well, they are. So.
I think the greater debate here, or like the thought, is the sea a really dilute soup?
It is a soup.
Mm. I like to think so, yeah.
There's a lot of organic matter in the sea. I'd like to think it is basically... Do you remember you could get those big soups, you know, the like chunky leek and potato?
Yeah.
It's basically the planetary equivalent of a chunky soup.
There was another sea fact I didn't get to read out.
Why didn't you get to read it out? We've got time.
I know.
We gave you
there
last time.
You did, actually. It's most of the show so far.
Yeah,
2 billion, estimated 2 billion tons of, like, biomass in the ocean.
How much of that is Guyana people?
I mean, we haven't met... That was dark. I'm going to move past that. Oh, God.
We're so not going to have a show.
You're not going to heaven.
I'm a puff. I weren't going anywhere. What was your question?
I was
going
to say something, but I lost track. Totally lost track. It killed me.
I love it.
Completely derailed it.
Fantastic. I'll play another tune then.
Yeah.
From his brand new EP, he really wanted me to play this. He's been absolutely pumping it out there. You should go and follow him because he's amazing. From his EP, Full Circle, this is Knocking at My Door by Acoustic Waves. We'll be right back. That was the ocean.
I'm wet for it.
It was good.
Bathyplegic 2. The Wishing Dreams. I can never pronounce things correctly
that
by that bloody
album. Wrong.
It might be bathyplegic. I don't know. The whole album's about layers of the ocean, which I thought was really cool. Are you trying to make the quietest noise?
Maybe.
Before that was Corset Waves. You should totally go follow him and go and buy his EP because he's awesome. It's one guy from, I want to say Glasgow, I might be wrong, but he'll correct me. It's cool.
It's just Scotland. It's one really unitary know. Place.
Right, the next one is yours, and you've got the best tenuous link to this. So tell us your tenuous link, because this is a work of art.
My tenuous link into how this is somehow related to the
related
sea.
To by the sea.
But do you remember in the Gulf of Mexico?
That's a great start.
There was a problem at an oil rig, and they had a bit of a fire on top of the sea. You could have said that the sea was in flames. Thus, I picked...
I thought you were about to say that you were going to do Bring Me Horizon, because it was the horizon.
I wasn't going that far. I've gone through flames.
That would have been...
That one would have been
real
easier.
Fucking tenuous.
No, that one's easier, because it comes from Pirates of the Caribbean. Bring Me the Horizon comes from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And what song? It's off their new album, which is a stonker for those who haven't checked it out yet.
It's called Meet Your Maker,
I think, indeed. Meet Your Maker.
Great album. Go and buy that album.
Go and do it.
And buy it.
It sounds...
stream it, buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Just buy everything. Yeah. And it sounds a little bit like this. Toxic Mastodon.
I fucking love this song.
Blood and Thunder from Leviathan. Fuck me, is that a good album as well? Nah. And that was my one. Yeah, so we've got one more song, and we've got about 30 seconds, so we'll run over a little, but it'll be absolutely
fine. We're always over. They expect it at this point.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us on this very special Ship Full of Bombs by the Sea themed day episode. How did you both find it? Was it good?
Wavy.
Moist. The Countess by the Sea.
Oh, yeah, we were also drinking Black Tears. As our nautically themed rum.
It's not a rum, that's actual tears.
And they were, well, you're not supposed to tell people. Okay, we harvested them from dead elephants we found in the ocean.
And people from Guyana.
Right, I'm done. Last one. So typically with the show, we end on a classic.
A classic old track, yeah.
And you've chose this, and I really like this. So this is...
Everyone likes this.
Sloop John B by the Beach Boys. And you said, what's a sloop?
It's a boat of some sort. I don't know.
Double whammy. you're amazing.
I am.
Stick around unless we're last, and in which case, you can't stay here, but you don't have to go home. Enjoy.
You do.
We come on this sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around. So bright.